Unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com. Rock on!
Welcome to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. It is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, and we're still going through the abyss in this country. First off, I want to give a shout out to our new Throttle Club members, Aaron Hardy, Richard Tolzien, Brian Tim, and Daniel Miller. Welcome aboard to Throttle, man. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. You can go into the comment, or the community section over on YouTube. Members only messages. Learn what you need to do to get on the Zoom live stream is third Friday of the month. Itching like hell over here. On Zoom. The last Friday of each month is a members only live stream, and of course the members only Rumble in the Woods weekend camp out and rides. This is for Throttle members only, July 23rd through the 25th. So, the Hell's Angels made me do it. Wait till you see that article coming up. First, let's get I received this message, and they really wanted me to get it out on air. Now, we are reporting that there's actually an article about it that we're going to be talking about. The Facebook group, and it's a pop-up club, I guess, known as the Jesus Soldiers MC, promote themselves as a 1% Christian club. How does that even work? Where in the hell is this lifestyle coming to when Christians of a motorcycle club want to proclaim 1%? I guess it's based out of Germany, so I guess my answer could be right there. By the same dude that runs Bible Bikes and Bros. I guess this is Facebook stuff. P. James Berry, not his real name. The admin of the Bible Bikes and Bros is Mike Trugunna, a former national president until exposed for being on parole for child abuse. Well, right there, if it's true, and I'm going to read that article, if you were convicted of child abuse, you're a piece of crap. Once exposed, the club issued a worldwide statement that Mike Trugunna was put out bad. You think? That's pretty bad, actually, if you think about it. It's a Christian club and you're put on bad? Oh my God. But let me keep on reading. However, he actually left the club on his own free will. He is still talked to by the leadership and they still help him out. Mike Trugunna was gifted National President of Canada for Jesus Soldiers back in 2019 while he was still on parole for the child abuse, which, you know, he goes on to say pleaded guilty to. P.J. Berry is the founding father of the Jesus Soldiers and brought Mike in without a quick check. And it says if you type Mike Trugunna in a Google search, it appears right away. So that was a release, I guess, about what's going on with this Jesus Soldiers MC. I still can't, I can't comprehend how 1% Christian club. Unfreaking real, but nothing surprises me anymore when it comes to the internet or these Facebook groups. It just does not do it for me. Now, I understand you can use Facebook to find people who want to ride. You know, there's an awesome Facebook group. I think it's called Wisconsin Motorcycle Riders. A very big site, very active site with a lot of, and it's riders from Wisconsin only, and they meet up and all that good stuff. You define riding partners. I believe that's what, you know, one of them Facebook groups are there for. It's good. You can also start an RC off of Facebook or the other freaking platforms. That's a good thing because they're not MCs. They're not supposed to be anyway. I get it. Some RCs try to act like they're MCs and it gets all screwed up from there. That's why everybody, I actually talked about protocol the other day where, you know what, it's so damn confusing. I don't even know. I don't know what advice to give you on that. I'd stick with Black Dragon when it comes to that advice. Because me, been out a while, man, and things have freaking changed. But, yeah, Facebook's a good way to find writers and stuff. And I don't see any problem with it with the writing clubs as long as that's what you are, is a damn writing club. But a one, what are you guys thinking at? 1% Christian Club. Unreal. And again, I'll point that article, it's towards the end of the news section. Weird stuff, man. And everybody knows how I feel about them damn child molesters and stuff like that. That's why it's very important nowadays, if you have a riding club, a motorcycle association, an MC, to at least run a friggin' background check. Half the time, if you want to find out if somebody's a freaking child abuser, all you have to do is look on the freaking child offender list, sexual offender list, whatever the hell it is, and it pops up right away. All you need to know is their name, where the hell they live, and boom, you're done. Or, you know, you go to an NSA type of background investigation and you really dig in deep. But to skip that step, it really can come back and bite you in the ass. Because you never know who's on the internet. That's why I always freak out when somebody tries to call you brother or something on the internet. It's like, damn, man, you don't even know who the hell I am. Yeah, you know my screen name and all that crap. But you don't know me. Just because I'm a biker don't mean you're my brother. No, 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 no. So that's where it kind of gets lost with everything. And, but yeah, because somebody asked me, what do you think about the use of, you know, the internet and stuff as far as getting organizations and stuff? And like I told them again, and I repeated again, I don't see no problem with guys that want to get in a group to ride and have some fun and party, set up events. You know, I really like that Facebook feature where you can do an event section and let people know about the upcoming events. That's awesome because you get more people out there to the rides and the charity runs. And RCs, again, you know, they're supposed to be riding clubs, nothing more. When you start throwing three-piece patches on there, rocking a bottom rocker with some kind of state name, or you're actually trying to look like an MC, that's your fault. That's your problem because you're acting like something you're not. Don't do that. Just be proud of who you are and proud of who you ride with, and there shouldn't be any damn problems. Unless one of your freaking members are morons and going around sport to stuff and act like something they're not. But enjoy those groups, but just don't take it out of context, man. Just don't do it. And coming back to this one, now, everybody knows I believe in the old man upstairs hard freaking core, man. There's no doubts about it. None whatsoever. King of kings up there. But I have to admit that I get real leery when it comes to Christian Facebook groups, especially biker ones. Because that's another thing with the Christian clubs. CMA, I really love CMA, a lot of good people, Christian Motorcycle Association and stuff. But when you start taking on the persona of an MC with a Christian type of deal, people use that as a stepping stone. I believe if you're in a Christian MC, make it clear to people that's what it is. You're there to promote the old man upstairs. You're there to do good for your community. And don't use that as, you know, a reason to go out there and be an asshole, because that ain't the Christian way to go. So I don't understand why they have the three piece. I don't understand why they don't have a one piece. See, maybe I'm just old and I'm outdated because I still think that means a lot. One piece, two piece, and three pieces. I think it really does. But maybe that's not how it is on the streets anymore. Who knows? But using a Christian club, you will find some people use it as a stepping stone to get into the scene. Instead of, you know, if they have the desire to go into a motorcycle club, they should go to that motorcycle club with, you know, the regular way to do it. They shouldn't have to go through a Christian club or even a riding club that hangs around clubs to get to know everybody and, you know, use that. Oh, I was a member of this. I was a member of that. Just to get into another MC. Because at that point, where's your loyalty at? And especially if you're going through a Christian club. Your first loyalty is supposed to be the old man upstairs, Jesus Christ himself. How can you have that loyalty if you're using him to get to somewhere else? That ain't loyalty. And I know loyalty and honor isn't, you know, a big thing anymore because it's thrown around like everything else in this frickin' scene. And it don't mean much because it gets watered down. But don't do that. That's stupid, man. And anybody who, again, I'll read this article. And like I said, this came in an email. They wanted me to put it out there. I put it out there only because they gave an article. That way I can see some of what they're talking about. But I don't know, man. You fucking put a child abuser around me and not good stuff. Bad state of affairs, man, is what I always say. Bad state of affairs, but let's go into the news real quick, and then we'll get going with the show and all that stuff. A lot of people have asked me if I can do the show longer, and I'm looking into that. I really am. I'm taking maybe a topic or two from the national news and doing that. A lot of people like that idea, but then you got some of these freaking guys who say, oh, you're just trying to get one viewpoint out there and blah, blah, blah. You're taking it. Oh, my God, do I get headaches listening to you people? All I can do is put my experiences out there, my opinions out there, and then you choose to do your own research. That is not my job to do. So instead of, you know, crying and whining about, well, you're doing this and you're doing that, damn, man. Do it on your own, then. That's what I can say. But let's go on to the biker news. Oh yeah, here we go. I love that song, don't you, man? The nice guitars, all that good stuff going. Yeah, love it. Anyway, thecabin.net. It's the Log Cabin Democrat. I bet they wish they didn't have that name right about now, man. Drugs, guns, counterfeit money found in Quitman area, man, arrested. This is by Alex Keeneland, contributing editor of the paper. And if you're over on our YouTube or Facebook, also, I am starting to put these up real heavily on BitChute. You know, BitChute's one of them platforms where you can really speak your mind without having to worry about it getting pulled. Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot here. Woo-hoo-hoo! A lot. And then they wrote on the damn things. Are you crazy? Federal charges are being filed against a Quitman man after a large methamphetamine seizure. Well, if it turns out to be guilty, fry him. I can't stand methamphetamines. October 23rd in a traffic stop, Brandon Lee Brewer, 43, a Quitman. He is held in Pulaski County Jail, listed as held by U.S. Marshals for the Drug Enforcement Administration. Online federal court records show Brewer is being held pending trial by the Arkansas Eastern District Federal Court. Drugs with an estimated value of over $400,000. $400K, baby. Was recovered, as well as 34 guns and 17,000 in counterfeit currency. Oh my God. You know what? Push the drugs aside, $17,000 in Confederate, or I was going to say Confederate. You know what? That's on the brain, because last night on Hollywood and China Dial show, we were talking about racism in America and stuff. You guys got to check out that fucking video. It went about an hour long, real in-depth type of conversation, and very real, man. We weren't holding batch punches on that one. We're actually going to be live tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. But messing around with counterfeit currency, man, Secret Service gets involved. Not a good thing, man. Not a good thing. This guy would be, you know what? He's going to be pushing daisies by the time he gets out of the joint. Either that or he's going to be rolling on his connects. The Clyburn County Sheriff's Office stated it had begun an investigation of Brewer after receiving a tip. In May that he was trafficking narcotics and other illegal items into the county. The office opened a joint investigation, which initially forced the DEA 16th Judicial Drug Task Force and Heber Springs Police Department. All that off of a tip. That's why I never liked getting into the drug business. You know, I'd rather get into the gambling. I'd rather get into the other stuff. But never drugs, because it's too easy and the payoff ain't worth it. Let's see here. The investigation determined Brewer was going out of state to pick up drugs and bringing them back to Clayburn County. On October 23rd, just after midnight, Arkansas State Police stopped Brewer on Interstate 30 just outside Malvern for driving 76 in a 70 speed zone. His 2018 Chevy pickup was searched and 8 pounds of methamphetamine with an estimated value of $358,400 was recovered. He was charged with, see, that don't make sense right there. You said it was $400,000, or you just rounded it up. But, you know, I know how that media is. He was charged with trafficking controlled substance. A gun was found, and he was also charged at the time with simultaneously possession of drugs and firearms. That's what I always hate. Oh, do I have a problem with that, man, because that always, always gives us real people that believe in our Second Amendment hell. An affidavit states Brewer had a large quantity of cash when he stopped. Based on the traffic stop, search warrants were gained for Brewer's Clyburn County business and storage unit in Heber Spring. That's why you do not ever... My God, people are so stupid these days. Why would you put it under your name and store them? Drugs were found in both the business and in the trailer in the storage unit. 34 guns, including 3 stolen. Ass. Were also found, as well as 17,000 in counterfeit U.S. bills. That's according to the office. Total drugs confiscated have an estimated... See, you go over here, 408,000. Would you guys make up your mind? 50,000 of narcotics and 358 of meth during the traffic stop. Now, listen to this, man. This is what he had. Approximately 750 grams, almost 2 pounds... of ecstasy pills, MDMA powder, it's used to make ecstasy, he had an 1.8 ounces, LSD, acid, approximately 250 hits, heroin 2 ounces, fentanyl, 1.2 ounces, crack cocaine, 0.5. He was just a drugstore, wasn't he? Literally. Oxycodone, 4 ounces, and Xanax, approximately 2.1. It's assholes like this why you can't get freaking Xanax anymore for anxiety. Then a methamphetamines, he had about 8 pounds of it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Outline records show the search warrant he did was conducted at Brewer's residence. They seized a backpack with 11 magazines, 2 handguns, containing paperwork on how the manufacturer meth Great, as well as four motorcycle jackets. Means a club might be involved. Not saying it is, but that's what you usually means. Not a good thing right there, man. Not a good thing. Now, this is a great story. I love this one. And I do as myself. Veterans, if you want to join something, join this, man. The Combat Vets Association. Aberdeen native invites veterans to join Motorcycle Association out of DJournal.com. U.S. Navy veteran Aberdeen native Robert English has found a new way to serve others through the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Associations, and he encouraged Monroe County veterans to consider doing the same. Hell yeah, man. Everyone that I've met has been really freaking cool. Really good freaking guys, man. Quote, all our members are full combat veterans who have been in combat. A lot of us were looking for something when we got out of the military to have that camaraderie and friendship. Just like the old days, man. We're a complete nonprofit, so everything we do goes back to help the veterans in our community. We don't need to keep any of the money ourselves. There are approximately 400,000 members worldwide. Hell yeah, baby! And Mississippi has four chapters. The North Mississippi chapter, Mississippi 44-3, is based in DeSoto County, where English now lives. There are already Northeast Mississippi members from Pontotoc, Fulton, Manatee in chapter, which has 36 members. This is just awesome news. I love hearing this. Quote, a lot of people don't even know we're out there and they don't know what we do. We're an association. We're not a motorcycle club. We don't go out to look for people, prospect people, and recruit. Ouch. We go to events and people come up to us, and that's how we get our name out there. That's the way it should be, right there. Kudos. English said, who is the chapter public relations officer and quartermaster, we stay really positive with the clubs that are out there. If there are rides, they can support us, and we'll show mutual support and donate to what their ride. Now, see, that's the way everything should work, right there. Now, to become a full member, veterans must have documentation and service records that they were in a combat zone, either have a combat infantry badge or an armed forces expeditionary ribbon. Any veterans in good standings can be support members, but only 10% of the number of members across the state are allowed. Wives of any member can become auxiliary members. Rock and roll. Motorcycle laws and valid motorcycle driver's license are required. Rock on, man. Awesome stuff, man. You guys are awesome. Combat Vets Association. Here is the story I was telling you about. You crazy up in Canada, baby. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Man convicted in stabbing at Absurd Ford High School says he heard voices. Gabriel Clint testified that over the years he had become paranoid that he was being followed by the shadows, by the RCMP, and by the Hell's Angels. I think we covered this story when it first got started. A man convicted of stabbing in a high school student death says he began hearing voice in his head years before the murder, but also acknowledged he has given contradictory accounts. Gabriel Klein testified at his own hearing in BC Supreme Court. My recollection changes all the time. Klein was convicted in March of second-degree murder. Klein's lawyer is seeking to have his client found not criminally responsible for reason of mental disorder. It does sound like he might have something. He might be cuckoo. Cuckoo. The Crown sought Monday to establish a pattern of lies by Klein to avoid... Dude, he sounds like some of the mobsters out east, man, who were trying to pull this. You know which one I mean. The Crown sought Monday to establish a pattern. Under questioning by his lawyer, Klein told the court that over the years he became paranoid that he was being followed by the shadows, by the RCMP, and by the Hell's Angels. Man, what of an imagination. He said a good voice would tell him to do good things and a bad voice would tell him to do bad things. And if he didn't comply, they take control of his emotions. I've had some strange disturbances in my life, thinking aliens are watching me, mocking me, things like that. It seems weird to me now because I've been on the proper medication for a couple years. I had a strange way of thinking. Yep, the Hell's Angels and the aliens told them to do it. Oh my God. Anyway, we're going to go over to the patch, Los Gatos, California. Alan Viagra, that's what we're going to call you, Viagra. A 55-year-old Galvin College math teacher was arrested on August 27th of suspicion of threatening a public official. He has ties to a right-wing extremist group and has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly sending threatening letters to a public official. Why are you sending letters? Okay? Why? It never ceases to amaze me how stupid people are. He sent the letters to Santa Clara health official Dr. Sarah Cody. The clerk ordered Thursday that he be held on one felony count each of stalking and threatening. Public officials are doing everything they can right now to save lives. For someone to threaten the life of a public official just for doing their job during a pandemic, no less, is unconscionable. He can't possess any firearms under terms of a supervised release on $200,000 in bail. He had been in and out of jail since August 27th. Didn't you guys say he was a freaking math teacher? Yeah, he's a math teacher. Oh my God. It's crazy. He was in possession of a cache that included 100 firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, and I guess Confederate flags. Now you're a terrorist. Well, I got tons of them myself. His next scheduled arraignment is the 16th. The Bungalow Group has been tied to killings of Santa Cruz County Sheriff Sergeant Damon Gulswater and Ben Lumman and Federal Security Officer Dave Underwood. The movement, which aims to instigate a civil war, has embraced by white power anti-government groups. Screw the Southern Poverty Law Center. I can't stand them. He also sent harassing letters with bungalow symbols to Guts Willer's widow. According to his bio on the school's website, he was the first in his family to receive a college degree. He transferred to San Jose State and got his master's degree. He worked in research and development at Gilroy's. You know, wow. Unreal. Bungalow. I don't know. What do you guys think about that movement, man? You know, are they all crazies, man? You know, you tell me. Now, let's go to Corey Grass' Wall of Shame here.
An NYPD officer faces serious charges in a cocaine trafficking bust. Federal prosecutors say Amari Abreu of Hapag disgraced his badge and betrayed the public. The 34-year-old accused of being part of a multinational narcotics ring that smuggled more than 350 kilos of cocaine into the United States. Prosecutors believe the 9-year veteran gave the group access to a police database. He also allegedly helped distribute cocaine in the New York City area.
Now that's something that cops wouldn't do, right? That's the stuff that they're always blaming club members for. Gotta love that wall of shame showing that hypocrisy, baby. Plea deal in the works for ex-normal police officer charged with stealing $12,000. Looks like my neck of the woods here. Bloomington, a former normal police officer, is likely to change his plea to guilty on charges he stole $12,000 from the home of a drug overdose victim. A plea hearing for Brian Williams, 47, is set for November 20th in McLean County Court, an indication that Williams' lawyer and state's attorney's office have been negotiating a possible plea deal. He resigned from the department in February after 18 years as a police officer.
Authorities said Williams was one of the officers responding to a home. And this stuff happens all the time in Chicago. Nobody else gets caught. November 25th, the person died, but a family member reported the cash missing after officers left the resident. Illinois State Police arrested Williams after he reportedly arranged to return the money to a relative at a gas station. You stupid. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you got a conscience. Now, this is what I was talking about in the beginning of the show. Now, this was last update in 2017, which, you know, what he's saying is true. 4 years for sexual assault, child pornography. After pleading guilty to sex crimes, a city man has been sentenced to another 4 years behind bars for preying on two younger, you sick puppy. Michael Trugano was sent to start his prison term in the federal penitentiary Wednesday. Oh, so it's here. Okay, you know what? We got to really research this one. After he was condemned for acts by Justice Aline DeLizzo, he served 345 days pre-sentence custody and other charges were withdrawn. A court staffer said about Trugano being credited for the time he already spent in custody leading on to Wednesday's sentencing, which translates to a total jail term of about 5 years. Trugano, 44, was sentenced after he accepted culpability for sexual interference, sexually assaulting both girls, and producing child pornography, including sexually you son of a bitch. Do your backgrounds check, people. The court heard how Trigona violated the young victims who can't be named due to the publication ban protecting their identity on numerous occasions. Over a duration of time, court staff said Trigona produced a sample for the DNA databank, was subjected to a lifetime enlistment in the sexual offenders registry, a 10-year weapons ban, and must refrain from visiting parks and public place where youth under the age of 16 are likely to be. Unfreaking real. Okay, that's actually out of Canada. Oh, I just hate that shit. Now let's do some other different news. Now everybody is going crazy. Now, I get it with the election. I don't want to talk about the election right now. Okay, can we do that, please? No election right now for me. But I do want to talk about this. Esper was the defense secretary, and he was just fired. One of the reasons why people think he was fired, well, because he's an ass, but he didn't want to keep drawing down the troop presence in Afghanistan. He did say in August that it would be less than 5,000 by November, which never happened. Basically, the commander-in-chief told these people to get our troops out. Well, they didn't want to do it. That is a broken system. And against the Constitution and against law. For one, we've been there almost 20 damn years. It is time to pull our boys and girls out of there. Them people have been killing each other for thousands of years and are going to continue killing each other for a thousand more. We don't need to be there. Either that or drop a damn nuclear bomb on it and make it a parking lot so we'd get the hell out. But anyway, this is also the guy who did it, who said, well, he shouldn't use the Insurrection Act during the riots. Did you see the damn riots? I personally think he should have used the Insurrection Act to stop it. Look at the billions of dollars of damage. He claimed this in August, and it didn't happen. Now, all of a sudden, since he's gone, the Democrats are concerned over what Trump will do with the military. And you guys call us conspiracy theorists. So sick of it, man. So sick of it. And I'm sick of the propaganda that come out of their frickin' media spokesmen. Abrupt firing of Defense Secretary Mark Esper is sparking deep concern among Democrats, who warn that one of the few remaining checks on the commander-in-chief's national security whims is out of the picture. He announced via tweet on Monday that he had terminated Mark Esper, ending months of speculation over his fate after the two clashed over the proper use of troops. Thing was burning down this year. Now they're all of a sudden saying he's upending Pentagon leadership. Yeah, whatever, man. These guys are, you know what? They're drama queens. Drama queens. Dismissing politically appointed national security leaders during a transition. There is no transition. None. Zilch. They're still voting counts. Going to court. Electors haven't been certified. But people are ignorant in this country, and that's why they get away with this crap. Embolden our adversaries. Well, it's kind of funny. China didn't even congratulate Joe Biden because you know what? They know if Trump wins, oh boy, hell would be to pay for that one. I hope that President Trump does nothing in the next 11 weeks that puts General Milley and the Joint Chiefs of Staff in a position where they will need to make a partisan decision on a civilian political matter. You know what, you freaking drama queens. I can't, you know what? There is why I can't stand them. Let's go to my final thoughts. Jesus Christ with these people. They're freaking crazy. Crazy, I'm telling you, man. What do you think of that? We've been in that part of the world for long enough. I think enough people have bled for it, and it all happened. A lot of kids now are just getting to be 21 or 20, 21 years old, don't even remember 2001. That's how long we've been in that damn place. It's time. I don't care what the conditions on the ground are. I don't care what the Taliban wants. Bring our boys home, man. Enough is a damn enough. And it's always funny, these warmongers, man. Because there is the military-industrial machine. You know, they make monies off of wars. Now, what if this old empty shell of a dude gets back in? We'll probably be in the Middle East again. Again. Probably hit another war somewhere. And who banks off the blood of American boys and girls? The industrial machine. American people don't understand it, and that's because they become lazy. They do not keep their representatives and their elected officials in check. And when that happens, they start going out on their own, doing their own thing, padding their own pockets. And the rest of the people don't really care. They look at you like you're some freaking scum. Scum. Wake up, people. Wake up. You got to start holding them accountable. If you don't, this country's gone. I'd actually tell you to go look at what Tucker Carlson said on his monologue last night. Boy, did he go. He went off. You know, there is questions in this election, questions in this country going on right now that need to be answered. If not, then there is no republic anymore. And for an appointed official to try to slow walk the withdrawal of American troops, he should have got fired a long time ago. Anyway, do you see why it's so important to do background checks now? I'm actually really happy that they sent us that information. It looks like it happened in Ontario, my bad. You know, everything's everywhere, man. They got the same names everywhere in this freaking world. But a simple check of the Sex Offender database would have showed this is what the guy had. I know clubs want members and all that type of stuff. Gotta still do your due diligence, man. You know how bad you look as an MC that has a child molester? My God. And what's up with the 1% Christian stuff, come on, man. That's just getting a little out there, a little out of line, don't you think? Come on. Unfreaking real. But again, nothing ever amazes me anymore. Nothing ever amazes me. And then, of course, you know, we have our the Hell's Angels were following me, and they told me to do bad things. That dude's a loony. Loony, loony, loony. Put him in a mental hospital, put a straitjacket on him, and lock his ass up. He's a lunatic. Lunatic. You know, I know it's fun. You know, I'm making fun of the situation, but it is all serious. He did kill somebody and stuff, so see how it goes. And that first story with all the drugs, the guns. You know, I know drugs is the game, and but with the guns, it really does bug me, man. Because all you see is our rights under attack all the time. And it's jerks like that that really hurt our rights and our Second Amendment. Because we're always playing defensive on that line. And then you got jackasses like that that get caught with the guns mixed with drugs. And it may, you know what, because these politicians can't distinguish between criminals and freaking law-abiding citizens. Sad state of affairs, man. Sad state of affairs. So don't forget to go over and listen to me on Hollywood and China Dow Show, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on the other channel, and also on all the freaking, what's it called, platforms, Spotify and all that stuff. I'd like to thank everybody who joined the Throttle Club, man. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome stuff. Aaron Hardy, Richard Tosleen, Brian Dim, and Daniel Miller. Again, don't forget to visit the members only section in the community tab. Get your information up there. If you'd like to join the Throttle Club, go ahead and just hit join over on the YouTube channel. Thanks for the Cash App stuff. I will see you tomorrow. Have a good one, and stay safe and get a lot of titties is my advice, man.